The U.S. trade deficit hit a record in June, up more than 6.5% since May. That's according to a Commerce Department report today. The increase comes as the economy continues to rebound. Americans are spending more on foreign products, but American exports are not keeping pace. For more on what's happening, we're joined by MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Jane.
So the trade gap was over $75 billion in June. What's happening here? Why this increase?
Well, so it's important to remember we always have the gap, right? We always have a deficit. We always buy more. We import more from other countries than we export, partially because we're such a commercialized country and we get so much in terms of cheap goods from other places. The distinction here is that before the Delta virus hit, our economy recovered more quickly than we expected it to. In fact, we've made up ground that we didn't expect to make up until 2022. So as a result of an economy that was growing and coming back very quickly, we went and bought all this stuff from other countries, but other countries have not developed or sort of progressed through COVID as well as America had before the Delta virus. So they weren't buying the things that we were buying as much. Mm. That's what the issue is, that we are generally speaking healthier than the parts of the world that buy American goods are.
I see. So what kinds of foreign goods are we seeing the highest demand for then right now in the U.S.?
It mostly right now, it's industrial supplies. So while we like to think that it's consumer goods, because that's all we think we buy, mostly we're talking about the month of June here. This is before we really felt the Delta virus coming in. We were talking about buying major industrial goods, things like iron, steel mill products, chemicals, things that are used in construction and building. That's most of the stuff that we were importing. We're still importing consumer goods at about the same pace that we would have been doing otherwise.
So talk about exports. Why aren't exports rising as much as imports? Is it the high COVID spread in a lot of states? Is that a factor?
It's actually got more to do with other countries and where they are in their COVID life stage. Countries that are not have not recovered as well as America has. Again, I'm talking about pre-Delta virus, are just not buying that much. They have not recovered as well as we have. This has a lot to do with vaccine inequality. Places that haven't seen as much vaccination as we've been able to see in the United States are just not up and running as much. Some of the export reduction was because of the fact that we're not fully up and running as well in some of our manufacturing states or some of our factories. But generally speaking, it's been more to do with the buyers not buying than Americans not selling.
So low vaccination rates and high COVID spread in other countries impact production, and could there be a ripple effect throughout the global economy?
Yeah, so generally speaking, it's been that there will be, because American growth forecasts are higher than they were supposed to be. Other advanced economies that have relatively high vaccination rates, like Western Europe and Northern Europe, they're doing well. But the outlook for emerging markets where vaccination rates have lagged, particularly in Asia, where we buy a lot of our stuff from, is looking a little bit more grim. And that's all before the Delta variant began its spread. So we don't know how that's going to work. I think the net result, though, for people who watch the global economy, is that those economies that are strong and growing quickly, the big developed Western economies, will probably grow bigger and faster now, and the slower economies may slow down further.
Mm. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. As always, Ali, thanks.
My pleasure.